Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited about talking to you this evening, all the way live from Indianapolis, Indiana. This show is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization. It's nonprofit, and it is designed to empower women to celebrate the journey of womanhood and young girls the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. I'm so excited to be on the line with you this evening. I just want to tell you that it's a lot of pollen in the air here in the Midwest. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana, doing a live show. A lot of pollen, and so I'm a little congested and a little stopped up. So if my voice sounds a little different than normal, that's the reason why, but we're going to go ahead with the show anyway. Today on Transformation Begins With You, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming conference that's going to be hosted this coming up Friday and Saturday in Indianapolis at Light of the World Christian Church. And if you listened in on Thursday, my special guest was one of the facilitators of that event, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. And I was so excited to interview her, and she was just really excited to be on the line, and we had some good talk going on. So I'm just real excited about this evening. I have another guest facilitator from the event that's going to be on with me tonight, and that is going to be Kathy Holloway Hill. Kathy Holloway Hill is a empowerment, motivational, inspirational speaker. She's a life coach, and she actually does coach her life. I can testify to that. And she's going to come on in a little bit, and she's just going to talk with us. She's one of the guest facilitators that will be facilitating at Light of the World Christian Church, along with Harvest Girls International Women's Conference. That's the Mother's Day weekend, ladies. That's such an awesome time to get together with your girlfriend, with your mom, with Big Mama, with aunties and cousins, and come on over to Light of the World. If you're out of state, if you go to our webpage, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, you'll be able to go on that webpage, and you can pay online, and you can look at the page over and see the hotel rooms, and we have special rates for you. So we don't want anyone to not be able to come if they want to come. All roads lead to Indianapolis. All roads lead to Indianapolis. So I am excited for you that you have an opportunity to come in this weekend. Now, this event is $20, $20. And some people say, well, how can you do it so reasonable? We can do it reasonable because we are excited to get the women in the place. We believe that women make things happen, and we know that we can trust God in whatever we do. And we wanted to open the door so that any woman could be able to come and even bring a girlfriend if she wanted to. But I want to talk a little bit about the conference and its title. The title of the conference is A Time of Refreshing. A Time of Refreshing. And I don't know about you, but we all need some refreshment in our life or some refreshing in our life. And so I talked about that, but I'm not going to take up the whole time talking about my take on it because I did that a couple of weeks ago. But I also want to introduce you to one of my board members, and that is Helen Chambers. And Helen and I have been just kind of talking back and forth about what a time of refreshing really means. And Helen, welcome to the show. Transformation Begins With You.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. I'm glad to be on.
Yes, I wanted you to just talk a little bit to the audience before we bring Kathy on. You had shared with me what a time of refreshing meant for you. And so I just wanted you to take a moment to just share that because it was so awesome, the things that you had come up with and the things that were in your heart about it. Go ahead and share those things with us.
Chris, thank you once again for allowing me to be on your program. And as I think about a time of refreshing, and sometimes, you know, I know we realize that we need a time to refresh, whether it's from stress, sickness, job loss, or, you know, from just life in general, sometimes we need to refresh on that. But what I was really, really thinking about is and I wanted to take a moment to reflect back when, you know, you're on the computer and the computer shuts down. And then the screen comes up and tells you to click on the refresh button. And your screen comes back up to normal. Well, sometimes in life, that's what we need to do. sometimes things just shut down, and we need to push that refresh button. And that's exactly what we're going to do with this conference. We are going to actually be refreshed in that aspect. We need sometimes in our lives to just refresh some situations. And as I was thinking about Kathy Holloway Hill, how she's coming on and how she's such a great facilitator and how she can help us to refresh some of the things in our life, and that's what really made me think about a time of refreshing when we just need to click that easy button, and this is going to be easy for us at this conference to get refreshed.
Wonderful. And, you know, I was thinking of Kathy's book. Kathy is also an author of Emotional Bailout, and I just think so many women – and I know just a week or so ago, I just needed an emotional refreshment. And I'm just excited that that is what's going to take place if we grab hold to the tools that they give us. Now, we know that, you know, you don't go in a day and come out and everything is wonderful and changed. But what we want to give you are tools to take with you so that you can take those tools and use them in your life and then share those tools with someone else. And it can change your life if you work the process. So without any further ado, I'm not going to say any more, but I'm going to say, Kathy, welcome to the show. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You.
Thank you, Chris, and hello to you, Helen. I am so excited and energized. How
yes.
are you all doing this evening? I'm excited. I am so excited.
So excited.
Yes, I am excited, but I'm excited with a stopped up nose. So if it sounds like I'm speaking through a horn, it's really I'm really excited. So I just wanted to
you
let my audience
great.
Know. Great. So Kathy, come on and just share with us. You are always such an inspiration to me personally, and I love you like my sister, and I just love your spirit. I love how you empower women and corporations and just people all across the world to inspire them to set goals and to dream dreams. So I just want you to touch a little bit about what you're going to do for us at a time of refreshing the conference this Friday and Saturday at Light of the World Christian Church.
Well, thank you, sis, because I tell you, you are dear to me, too, and I just love you, and you are my sister, and Helen, you're my sister in Christ, and I love what I do. And, Chris, this is proof positive that when you are living according to your purpose, when you're living your life according to God's design, you know you're doing it right. When people feel your energy and they feel your passion and they leave you with a sense of refreshing, as you mentioned. And, Helen, I absolutely love your description. I love your description. That was great. When you hit that button on your computer, you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what's going to happen. And that's what I want people to come next week or this weekend. I want them to come expecting to be renewed, expecting to be revived, expecting to be replenished, because we live our lives on autopilot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we don't even understand or realize it. I mean, it just happens automatically, and we just kind of go through the motions. And, you know, when a pilot flies a plane, once they get to their cruising altitude, they put it on autopilot.
Yes.
And unfortunately in life, we do that. We get to our cruising altitude, and we get to this spot, and then we just start cruising. And we don't really pay attention to the thoughts that are in our conscious mind, and we become stale. We become stale. And you know, I looked up, I wanted to see what Webster's definition of the word refresh meant.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I loved the definition. I was like, oh, my goodness, let me pull out this definition, because Webster actually defines the word refresh as, now listen at this, ladies, to fill up again.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Don't
yes.
we all need to be filled up with God's
yes.
grace and God's glory? Don't we need to be reminded of how wonderful he is and
yes.
how mighty and powerful he is and the gifts that he gives us? He grants each and every one of us unique gifts and talents, and we can't just let them waste away and just toss them aside and not do anything with them. Just because we're cruising along on autopilot and we just forget, we forget. We come to church on Sunday and we get that energy and that motivation and that spiritual soul food. Yeah. And then we go back home and we start our week and we just fall back in those same old patterns. And mm-hmm. it just, we need to always be consciously aware of what we're doing, what we're thinking, how we're behaving, how we're treating others, how we're treating ourselves. And I am going to talk quite a bit about those things.
Great.
And a lot of what I'm going to talk about, Chris, it's related to our minds and how
mm-hmm.
our minds work so that we can understand, because we live in the flesh.
Yes.
And we have to understand how our body works, how our mind works.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and we do the best we can from a spiritual perspective. But we need to understand from a human perspective how all that human stuff gets in the way.
Yes, yes.
And when we understand
absolutely.
That human side of us, then we can process it a little better and deal with it a little better, and we won't become stale. And, you know, we'll be able to renew ourselves and revive ourselves and replenish ourselves and be fresh and new and get out of that autopilot zone.
Yes, yes. And Helen, if you could just tag on to that, I know you had some great responses when we talked about it earlier. If you just just join in any time and just tag along, could you just tag on to what Kathy just said?
Well, what I'd actually like to say for Kathy when she's talking about, you know, to be refilled again and to be replenished again, and that's exactly what we're going to receive from this conference this weekend. I mean, the facilitators are so awesome when we do have, you know, someone like a Kathy Holloway Hill that's going to come in and show us as women how that we can be refreshed through career choices, how that we can be refreshed through relationships with our other women friends and girlfriends and our daughters and our mothers. I mean, I think that's just so awesome to know that we actually do have avenues and strategies that we can actually be refreshed on that. And I did want to ask Kathy, as a facilitator, could she give us just a few hints of the strategies she's going to use and share with us during this conference of how she's going to show, just a hint, Kathy, how we're going to be refreshed?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Helen, I tell you, the most important thing I'm going to focus on is things that we probably know, but we never really thought about it. And I'm going to give them a new perspective on their thoughts and how their thoughts can either push you toward your goal or push you in the opposite direction. And the things that I'm going to talk about are just simple life things about how to be passionate and how to pull things out of you that are in you and that God didn't intend for us to just sit around and be mediocre. God said that we were born into royalty. We have royalty inside of us. And I want us to understand what that means. I want us to understand there are so many passages in the Bible that I'm going to refer to, and I want them to understand that I know you read your Bible, and that's great, but there are some things in the Bible that I'm interpreting a specific way. And I want them to see it from a different perspective, because my belief is that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what this is all about,
yeah.
is leaving there with an embracement of change, embracing change into your life. Because unfortunately what happens, Helen and Chris, is that we shy away from change because it's too difficult. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am what I am, and I've always been this way, but I'm going to impress upon everybody, and I'm going to give them a few tools and some methods and actually just something to think about, soul food,
mm-hmm.
food for their soul.
That's great.
Yes.
So
yes.
that they can embrace change, understand change, realize that change is nothing to be afraid of. And I actually looked up the word passion, and I've done some research for this event because I want them to also understand that I know everybody looks at the word passion to mean, you know, to feel strongly about something or maybe they may equate it with a romantic type of thing, but the word passion was actually created back in the 12th century from Christian scholars, and the word passion actually means to suffer.
Wow.
And I don't think a lot of people know that. The word
passion.
No,
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's associated with suffering. It actually, in the 12th century, the meaning was the willing suffering of Christ. That's what the word passion actually means, and that's why the movie came out, Passion of the Christ.
Absolutely. Now that, if you put that together, that makes sense. Yeah.
Exactly.
If we really
so
think about what you just said and then the title of the movie, yes.
Right. And I want them to understand that when you're passionate about something, your goal or your life or your values or your beliefs or your vision, when you're passionate about that, understand that there is going to be some level of discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's one thing to suffer and be a victim, but it's another thing to suffer for a cause and be a victor. And that's why I want them to understand that passion and suffering go hand in hand, and it's not a bad thing unless you perceive it that way. Suffering is noble. It's life-defining. It's sacred.
Yes. Well,
oh,
Kathy,
wow.
You know what? This is where I want to go. We've done a great intro into the refreshing, but now I want to get down to the real talk, the girlfriend talk, because I think, and I hope you all agree with me, and I know you will, that we need a refreshing in how we as women relate to one another. We need a refreshing in how we esteem one another and how we treat one another and esteem one another, because I just feel like we still haven't quite made a lot of progress in that area. So can you just give us a little something to help us with that, because we talked earlier, and I know we were talking about to esteem each other and not, as women say, hate on each other, or we're happy for each other. And I'm starting to find women in my life, you and Helen, who are so positive, and anything that happens for me that's great, you're excited with me, and those things are awesome. But there were so many years that I went through life, and that was not the case. And so there's still a lot of women out there who haven't experienced the true sisterhood of a refreshing in the sisterhood realm. And I just want you ladies just kind of talk on that with me a little bit.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just make a couple of comments on that. First of all, we see the world as we see ourselves. That's the first
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a friend who a so-called friend who is acting a particular way, or,
mm-hmm.
or they're throwing out, you know, negative comments, or they're hating on you for whatever reason, that's how they see themselves.
Okay.
They can only give out to you what they have inside of them. That's
mm-hmm.
the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, comment I want to make is that, and I know I'm going to step on some toes when I talk about this at the
that's
event.
That's okay. We know how to say ouch. Go ahead.
What? You know, I was just getting ready to say that. If you can't say amen, you can go ahead and say ouch.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. I don't mind. You just go ahead and say. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, ladies, everyone who is your skin folk ain't
mm-hmm.
your kin folk, okay?
Oh, I like that.
Okay?
But say that again, Kathy. Say that
family,
again.
Okay. Everyone who is your skin folk ain't necessarily your kinfolk, because just
yes.
because they're in your family,
uh-huh.
just because you've known your friend for 30,
mm-hmm.
40, 50 years, does not mean they have your best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to learn how to clean house and get rid of all that stuff. If they are not lifting you up, then that means
mm-hmm.
they're tearing you down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we got to take control of our situation and our life, and we can't allow our growth to be stifled because someone else has not owned up to where they are in their spirit.
Yes, absolutely. And isn't it, Kathy, more, and Helen, I'm asking you as well, isn't it more of a decision? And I think Jewel and I talked about this Thursday, talking about looking in the mirror, seeing yourself, and making some changes within you. The hardest thing that I've noticed about women in relationships with women is being able to look in the mirror and say, okay, I was wrong. Now, I do have girlfriends in my life that, or will say that, yes, I was wrong, I should have done that different. But I know just by dealing with women as a whole that there's a lot of women that can't look in the mirror and say, it's not me, it's them. And everything in their life, it's them. How do we help them, Kathy, how do we help them to get in touch? I know they have to want to, and I know it's, but how do we get them to open up to even want to?
Well, you know what, Chris? Actually, that's a great question. And when you think about it, this might sound backwards, but it's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that place where you're looking at others and trying to blame others, there is something in your soul that is resisting.
Yeah.
And when you come to a place of resistance, it's actually a good thing because that means you're recognizing that there's something that's not right. You know, we always get that feeling that it's just something not right. This doesn't sound right. This doesn't look right. This doesn't smell right. When you get to that place, that is a gift from God because God is trying to speak to you, and you're trying to listen with one foot in, one foot out, so you're not totally there. So at that point, all we can do is pray for those sisters and hope that they continue on their journey of enlightenment and continue on their journey of allowing God to speak to their heart because that's a great thing that they've at least made that level of progress.
Yes, and I didn't think about that. The resistance is a good sign because that's an indication truly that something is wrong because
that's
otherwise
right.
you wouldn't be resisting. Yeah.
That's right.
Helen, you want to tag on to that a little bit?
Actually, I do want to tag on that because, pardon me, what you find out about is some people will not attend seminars and conferences such as what we're having right now. And for me, that's why I'm a part of Harvest Girls International because I love the thought of women's empowerment, and I've always been there. So I'm always encouraging women to get to those events, to get to something spiritual, to get to something that's going to empower you, whether it's going to empower you on mind, body, or spirit, get there because there is something there that is going to lift our spirits up, that's going to take us to a new level, whether it's in our personal life, whether it's in our family life, whether it's in Christ. If we go to those events, we are going to actually be refreshed, we're going to be empowered, but the thing is just taking the time to sit down and talk to some of our sisters and girlfriends about how they can be empowered and how things can help them if they go to something like that. But now also I know T.D. Jakes tells us sometimes we got to have a gift of goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm
That's
there
right.
also.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, absolutely. And Kathy, I just wanted for you to tap in on this as well. When we talk about, when women talk about sisterhood and we do all this gee-gee-gee and hee-hee all up in the event and we're so loving and kind that day and get out on the parking lot and it's over. It's over when we left the building.
Right.
That's a personal decision. Is that correct? That's personal.
Absolutely.
And that's something within you that you have
Absolutely.
To decide that you're not going to do that
and
anymore.
And that's one of the things I'm going to make sure that I talk about because, you know, I one of the things I'm going to say is that, you know, we walk around with an attitude. You know, if somebody does something to us that we don't like, and what we need to focus on is not what's going on out there, but we
mm-hmm.
need to focus on what's going on in here because
yeah.
life is 10% what happens to you and 90% what happens in you.
All right.
And
10% what happens
control,
to you.
That's right. 10% what happens to you, 90% what happens in you. So if you've got 90% control of what's happening inside of you, that in itself is enough to praise God for.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
A lot of control. And we have got to use that control. We know what's happening inside of us. So when we leave that place and we go out into the parking lot and we allow that junk to come right back where it was, we're going to have to learn how to purge that stuff out because we are on the outside what we are on the inside.
Mm-hmm,
we
mm-hmm.
have to go all out in order to go all in. Because that's
Absolutely.
Where it's in, on the inside.
Absolutely.
That's where it is, on the inside.
And when we talk about refreshing in relationships, you know, sometimes, like Helen was saying, you have to have the spirit of goodbye. Sometimes the refreshing is letting go because I'm a person I don't let go very easily. And I'm very loyal and I'm very passionate. And I'm remembering that word when you said passion. I'm very passionate, I'm very loyal, and it's hard for me to let go. Even when I know and recognize that it is a not a good thing and it's toxic, but what I have come to do is to, when I do recognize it, I actually make a move to do something about it. It's not enough to recognize that, you know, I need to do something. And some people, it's not that I'm not friends with them anymore and I don't speak with them anymore. It's the fact that we just have a different relationship now because I've moved on or they've moved on or something has happened. So what we want to encourage and empower women to do is to, no matter what stage of life you're in, celebrate your journey. Celebrate
That's
the journey.
Right.
If it's been a, you might say it's been a bad journey, but you know what? Celebrate it anyway because you didn't go through
That's
that
right.
just for you. You went through that for somebody else. You could empower another woman and encourage her and say, baby, don't go that way. I went that way, and that's not a good way to go. But, Kathy, I want you to tell us a little bit about emotional bailout. That name, when you hear that name, emotional bailout, your new book, just tell us a little bit of what that's about.
You know, Chris, as I said, there are 9 principles in emotional bailout, and the most important principle of all is self-discovery. We have to understand who we are. We have to quiet ourselves down, and we have to get the message from God because God gives every single one of us unique gifts and talents. We weren't born by accident. And when
Absolutely.
We can understand and learn what those gifts and talents are, we can use them. When we are able to discover the intersection between what's in our heart and what the world needs, that's how we come up with our purpose and our passion for life. And that's why we need to have clarity on our vision. We need to be able to be quiet and allow God to speak to us. We need to gain control of our thoughts. We need to do all these things so that we will know exactly where we're going in life. I mean, we all have obstacles, but how can you have a testimony if you haven't had a test?
Right.
So we can't
Absolutely.
Allow those obstacles to hold us back because we have to have faith. We have to have faith that God is going to do what we need. We've got all that stuff that we've allowed to accumulate in ourselves over the years, and we have a choice to either plow new ground or let the weeds grow. And when
That's
we let
it.
The weeds grow, we don't have space inside of our spirits for anything magnificent and marvelous to happen. So we have got to understand how to get rid of the junk, how to come out of our comfort zone, how to learn what God has given us as our unique gifts and talents, and how to put a plan in place and to live our vision and make it happen. And we talk about failures and, oh, I've done it before and it just didn't happen right for me. And you know what? There are no failures, only lessons, and there is no blame, only redemption.
Yes, absolutely. And I was going to say, Helen, I know that you, when you say, Kathy was saying without a test, there's no testimony, I know that you have a testimony about transition. Even in your own life just recently, if you would like to share a little bit of that with us, just to know that this refreshing in your life came in transition. So if you just share a little bit about your transition and how it refreshed your life.
Absolutely, Chris. I did have transition. Most of the people that are listening may know that I had a desire to actually moved to Atlanta, and so it actually did happen, but it did happen in God's time. It did not happen in my time. So the transition that I moved there is so refreshing for me. I'm in a new location. I'm excited. God is doing some new things with me. He's allowing me to help my daughter get her business started, so that's refreshing because I'm helping her, pushing her up, lifting her up to be refreshed where she needs to be. So the refreshing for me in the transition has been great to be able to do some of the desires that I have had in my life.
Absolutely, Helen, and I'm excited for you because I watched you go through that transition, and it was not easy, and it did
Absolutely.
Not come overnight.
It was not easy. There was a lot of times when I got to the exact point where I said, God, I trust you, Lord, and I can't do anything else. I totally trust you in this change, in this transition. And one thing that we know that when we talk about with Harvest Girls, transformation begins with you. I knew that the transformation was coming. I knew it had to begin with me, but I gave it over to God. And that's when the refreshing actually came for me when I said, I cannot do anything else. I've done everything that I can do, and I am not going to do anything else. And when I did that and actually turned that over, the refreshing from God came to where it happened so immediately that I said, well, God, if you're able to do this transition for me this quick, then I can get my bags back to move that quick. So
yes.
That's kind of what happened for me.
Yes, absolutely. And, Kathy, if you, we just have a few more minutes left. If you could just leave us with an empowering moment so that we can go out empowered and ready to come to the conference. But before you do, Kathy, let me just give the information. The Women's Empowerment Mother's Day Celebration Conference is Friday and Saturday. That's Mother's Day weekend, May 7th and May 8th. And it starts Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Light of the World Christian Church. We're going to have some dynamic speakers. Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor will be speaking. Dr. Elan Bamani and Kathy Holloway Hill will be guest facilitators. And we're going to have a luncheon, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to be presenting awards to Tanya Bell of the Indiana Black Expo and to the Ivory Scott, who is a founder of Miss Teen Righteous, empowering young girls. It's just going to be awesome. We're going to have vendors. We're just gonna celebrate, and it's just gonna be awesome. We're gonna have a prayer service where all women can be prayed for if they so desire, and it's just gonna be an awesome time. And I want you to go to the website if you want a hotel room, and if you're not out of town or you're in Indianapolis and you just want to take advantage of the rate and just to get away, you and your mom, you and your girlfriend, go to our website www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And you can click right there and make a payment, or you can contact us if you have any questions, and we would love to have you in the place, see your face in the place on this Friday and this Saturday for Mother's Day weekend. So, Kathy, if you could just give us an empowering moment to take us out.
Okay, and I'm just going to let you, ladies, you are all beautiful, brilliant individuals, and I want the best for you. And please don't hold on to stuff that is just, you know, a toxic for you, disappointment and anger, and if I should have, could have, would have. Let go of that. Let go of what's already gone, because we can't walk backwards into the future. If you don't drown by falling in the water. You drown when you stay there. So get up, and it's okay to have a moment of distress, but just don't stay in that dark hole, because you can do it, and I know you can do it. And when you come to this event, you are going to leave there empowered, motivated, inspired, renewed, refreshed, revived, and you are going to have a better life. I guarantee it.
Oh, Kathy, thank you so much. I am so excited. And I know Helen is also, because that is encouraging to me. I really want to hurry up and get Friday here so that we can get on with the show, because it is going to be absolutely fabulous. And so I just want to tell the ladies, remember, transformation begins with you. And until we meet again, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I wish you health and that you may prosper. Ladies, tell everyone bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.